positive growth and change? What would you like to create in your life? Are you interested in having incredible health, or learning to trust your intuition, or finding a purpose in your life? These are things everyone would want, and Aware is committed to bringing you this information to assist you in creating a life you love. We invite you to share in this experience and become more aware.
Good afternoon and welcome to Aware. Hi, this is Lisa Garr. And so how many people right now are kind of in a place of transition in their life, or maybe you're wanting to be? So you're looking at making some type of change. Maybe it's a job. Maybe you're wanting to change a career. There's been a lot of layoffs recently. Maybe you're looking at a whole new direction of where to take your life and in your workspace. Or maybe it's a relationship. Maybe you're wanting to make a change from a current situation you're in or something like that. I don't know, it might sound familiar to a lot of people because I think we're in constant transition in our life, and it's a really great thing to have some tools when you're going through this place of change, to have some practical application, to have some physical things that you can do to really help you move. It helps move the energy, it helps you get unstuck, all those great things. So joining me today are facilitators of this type of change. Madeline Schwab, who has been with us before, she developed and leads the Action Board workshop based on the principles defined by the late David Viscott. And also Robin Rector Crump, she's also joining us today, and she is the creative spice in all of this. She has taught art and creativity at Pierce College and adds such a wonderful aspect to the Action Board because it really is so visual and so practical. So why not make it beautiful? So these two wonderful ladies are joining me in studio today. Welcome, Madeline.
Oh, thank you, Lisa.
Thanks for being with me again today. And welcome, Robin.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. So here's the deal. I just want you guys to know is that we are going to be doing, well, Robin and Madeline are going to be doing some on-air counseling today, some on-air, give us a call, give us where you're stuck, where you're needing to make a transition, and they're going to start helping you move through, because these girls are really, really great facilitators of this work and can just counsel on the dime. It's so fun to listen to you guys, and I'm like, wow, that's really cool. So get your finger on the trigger. 818-985-5735 is the phone number to call. It's 818-985-KPFK. But we're going to talk first a little bit about what this is about. What is an action board? Madeline, I'm going to have you start there.
An action board is, according to Dr. David Viscott, who summed it up this way, a visual representation of all of the projects of your life so that you can see and act on them every day. And the way that it's taught in the Action Board workshop is with a manila folder, so you make either a temporary or you might decide it's your permanent Action Board, and Post-its. And if you'd like, I can go into a brief description.
Yeah, that's great. So I have experienced this process once where I went to one of your workshops and I figured out how to do this whole thing. And now I've gone into making an Action Board every time I have a new thing that I want to move through come up. Maybe it's a relationship, maybe it's a job, maybe it's a creating something new with the Aware Show, all that fun stuff. I get to create a new board for, and the best thing about this is that I put it up by my phone in my office. So every time I go to answer the phone, it's there in front of me, and I get to stare at it while I'm my computer's right there too. So while I'm thinking, I'm staring at like words, like relationship, or words like creation or syndication or whatever it is that I'm looking at that I want to create. So it's always right there in front of my face, and it works the energy on it. It works, you know, where I might be stuck, and it kind of diffuses it a little bit, or I get to move some energy and pictures off of it as I look at it now and time again. So that's my experience. So Madeline's going to explain to you exactly what it is that I'm staring at.
Well, when you make an action board, You have this open folder, and you put down on big or 3x3 post-its all the different projects of your life, the things that you're thinking of in the future as well as what you're doing currently. And you just lay those out. You put the current ones on the right and the future ones on the left so that you don't have a sense that everything is happening all at once, because it isn't. And then each project has three facets. And for those three facets, you use the smaller Post-its, the 1 by 1 inch ones, and or 1.5 by 1 inch. And if you can picture this, on the right of each project, on the smaller Post-its, you put why you're doing the project, your intentions. And that has to do with the gifts that it expresses, or the beliefs, or the goals that it expresses. So the intentions are a powerful part, and those go on the right of each project, the why, your beliefs, goals, or talents and gifts. And particularly now, when I think that what's up is the fact that we need to bring our inner life into our outer work, to take some time on each project with the right side of the project for your intentions, to really look at how that project draws out your inner self, or what Bruce Lipton calls your true self, or your authentic self, Dr. Phil, or your essential self. I just so strongly feel that's what's happening now, that we have to do our work from our inner self. So that's what's on the right side of each project, are the intentions.
Excellent.
Again, goals, beliefs, talents, and gifts.
Okay.
Then on the left side of each project are the resources, the things that life brings you to help you actually fulfill that project, to help it move forward. And David said that opportunities come all the time, and opportunity is another word for resources. Opportunities come all the time, but most of the time we don't recognize them. And when you make an action board, suddenly you have a template and you're able to recognize resources, which is why I think everybody should make an action board, because so much comes and oftentimes it goes right by because we don't recognize it. And then the third aspect goes at the bottom, again, a little Post-it, which is the next step or steps. Mm-hmm. And it's a very organic process. You have the project, the intentions, and then you're set for resources to come, and out of the resources, you take steps. So this is the action board process. Very simple, but one thing to mention right away, because you mentioned that you make a board now for everything you're doing, it's the same process, the action board process for every board that you make.
You know, I want to share with you that I'm going through my practitionership training for neurolinguistic programming, and what we learned a lot about this weekend was the right and the left brain and the functions of the right and left brain hemispheres. And this fits actually perfectly into alignment with the right side, which is your right brain, is your beliefs, your goals, your intentions, and the left side, which is your linear left brain, are the facts and the resources and the materials that you need. It really works well. You just didn't even know that now, did you?
Yeah, I'm writing it down. It's a resource for me. I'm not going to let it go by.
That's really very cool. So, Robin, you add this great creative aspect to this whole thing, but why is the visual aspect of the action board so important?
I think a lot of times when we work with images, we can intuitively, we tell the students to grab what grabs them. And we can intuitively know we're drawn to an image, but we might not sense why. It might be the visual representation of something we're trying to attract in our life. The idea of just collecting images is very appealing to people, ripping them out of pages, and then putting them on, arranging them yourselves, the tactile involvement. We also encourage people to come up with projects with wild abandon. We set the stage with that, so that any possible project could be out there, and that's very liberating to see all of the possibilities. I also, on the steps, I'm always the one that says a step could be as short as 5 minutes, and preferably no longer than 20. So that, for instance, cleaning up your studio isn't a good step, but clearing a 3-foot by 3-foot space or going through one pile might be a great step.
So starting with smaller projects, I mean, what if you want to change your whole career? Where would you start?
Well, you make a board for that. You make a project board on changing your career, and you use the same process as the action board, but rather than having, as you would on the action board, which is all of your projects, you have on your action board, change career. Okay, then you make a project board specifically on that. And for the big Post-its, you put down whatever aspect of changing your career comes to you. It might be different career ideas. It might be somebody you want to consult with. And you follow the same format. Again, what is your intention in pursuing different ideas? What resources are coming to you? What steps to take? But you do definitely make a board for changing your career, because that's a whole board's worth of work. So you make a project board, but it follows the same action board concepts.
So if I have maybe confusion about how, you know, I want, what it is I want to do, how would you do that? I mean, I can understand if you had a goal. You wanted to be like a computer programmer, then you would take these classes and meet these people and so forth. Well, how do you know if you don't know what you want to do?
Well, the first thing that you do is you just raise your antenna way high so that you start picking up what life is bringing you. And it's so important for us to realize that, as Carolyn Mace says, we are constantly guided, and to take life seriously, not to say, oh, that's for somebody else, I don't count. But to just start paying attention, as Robin said, you grab what grabs you in terms of images. You grab what grabs you in terms of ideas that come to you through this whole process. Another thing you might do is the basis for our bringing in images to the board, which is you might just make, if you're so inclined, what Lucia Cappuccioni calls a visioning collage, because our unconscious or our subconscious or our deeper self knows. And if you can't put it into words, perhaps you can start collecting images and you'll start getting the idea.
That's why the cutouts work and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah.
Indeed. Sometimes even just the color of the folder, the color of the Post-its, they now have butterfly-shaped Post-its.
Oh, you know, I was going to ask you about that, if the colors make a difference. I mean, I know if something, if I'm trying to figure out something and it's disorganized and a little bit messy, it's going to, it's going to hamper me trying to figure it out.
Right.
If I want to try and figure something out, I'll write it all out nice and neat and sometimes use the other colors to try and say, okay, this is what I've got here. How important are the colors and the neatness in this, or can you just scramble your board all up?
It can start very scrambled, and I think we encourage that. And then the beauty of the Post-its is it's so easy to just reform it. And I have started new board after new board after new board at the workshops we do. I often bring them in. People say, you must have done hundreds of boards. But the starting is really a lot of fun for me, and it's such a simple, elegant tool.
But it does start messy.
Right.
It starts, like I tell people, lay out your projects with wild abandon. And it turns out that quantum theory, quantum physics, which is like the deepest level of matter or non-matter, particles and waves, in terms of quantum physics, nature favors wild abandon. So you just start with your projects all over the board, but it ends up being organized. And one thing that David Viscott said, and again, David Viscott created the action board, and then I took it and developed the workshop, and he died in 1996, and I have wanted desperately to carry on this work because there's so much out there about having a life purpose and are having a work that reflects that purpose, and I haven't yet found a more powerful tool to actually make that happen in your life. But here's one thing David said: an organized life process is the answer to getting the inner voice to speak. So eventually, you want it to be organized. And the beauty of the board is it's so simple. Each project has intentions, resources, steps. And there's a wonderful term about elegance and simplicity being the same thing in terms of the quantum level. And I was so happy to hear that, because the board, I've always said, is simple and elegant, but I didn't realize I was using language that was now scientific.
Mm-hmm. You know, we're talking about being, first of all, I'm speaking with Madeline Schwab and Robin Rector-Krupp, and we're talking about the action board workshops and what the action board is, really helping people kind of discover and stay on track with their life work. But so we're talking about change here. We're talking about transition and goals and creating tools to create those, make those transitions easier, right? Well, usually in that place, you're already so stuck. How do you even get to the first step of getting to the workshop? You know what I'm saying?
I hope it's just a matter of those people who are listening that are attracted to what we're saying, that just say, I need this, that decide they'll either come the 23rd of February or the 9th of March, and take a chance. Just being, again, another David Viscott book, being willing to risk. And again, it's, we were talking about how when you're looking for a new career, you want to grab what grabs you, be aware of the resources that are coming, assume that life is trying to guide you. So if you're drawn by what's being said here, just act on it. I mean, I just wait for a desire to do something. The minute I have that, I'm there.
You're so fun. Mm-hmm. Well, that's you too. You know what? I'm going to take a call and see if you can kind of help this particular person in getting started. Dave in Los Angeles. Dave, are you there?
Yes.
Hi. You're on with Robin Rector Krupp and Madeline Schwab, and they're going to help you. Okay, you want help in getting started in a new career, right?
Right.
Was that your question with them?
Yes.
In what way? What are you doing now, and how do you want to change that?
Well, right now I am working in the library, and I'm actually trained as a film composer, and have found it extremely difficult to get established in that field, and wondered if they had any advice
okay.
to offer.
Madeline, how would you approach this?
Well, first of all, Dave, I hope you'll come to the workshop, because at the workshop there are people that you end up working with. We form three different networking groups, and that is a very powerful way of starting to move on something when you see that there are people that have ideas for you that you didn't even know. And then, if you can't come to the workshop, I would start by getting a group of people together that you like, that you can start talking to about where you are in your life and where you want to be. It's so important to realize that we are not here alone. As a matter of fact, we are all interconnected. And to go with that energy. So as you're looking for people in your group that you might form to talk about your project of moving into this new career, talk to everybody and just start using what's around you. And again, trust that life is working with you.
Another way, if there are possible careers that you're thinking about, might be to just do your own action board and let it sit for a week or two, where you write down each larger post-it might have the possible career. And then you might take the intentions, those smaller post-its over on the right, and say, how does that affect your own particular talents? You've mentioned books, you've mentioned music, and what desires, goals, intentions, gifts does that bring out? And you might see by just that experience that one has 12 small post-its and the others have 3. That would tell you something about where the energy is for each career possibility.
But one thing I want to very much encourage you to do is to reach out, because I hear aloneness in your voice. And
yes,
and
that's true.
Barbara Shear talked about are having a work very much like David did, and are having a dream. The way David put it was dream the dream that's been within you forever. And Barbara Shear said that dreams die for isolation or from isolation and lack of strategy. So remember that. And again, you know, I hope you can come to the workshop, because there you'll learn the strategy and you definitely won't be isolated. But if you can't, start by talking to people.
That's a great point. Very
yes,
persuasive.
Well, I actually went to a workshop several years ago at KPFK. And then
it was probably Madeline.
Oh, it was. It wouldn't have been anybody else.
It probably was.
Yeah.
Well, come back.
Did you like the experience?
I did, but I sort of unfortunately lost steam on the board. And
that's very, very that's common that when we're involved with creative activities that we do lose steam, and that's why the board or working with people can kind of set the pattern there. It's
yeah,
a lonely business in the creative arts.
That's a good point.
A common problem in my life is following through on things.
Right, probably a lot of people's. And I thank you for your call, Dave. Take care now, and good luck with that. Okay. That was very perceptive of you. You know, one of the gifts that I see in you, Madeline, is that you have this ability to really recall, first of all, the mind of an elephant. You recall more quotes than I have ever experienced to anybody in my life. You're awesome. But you have the instinct to be able to apply those gems of wisdom to people's particular situations. It's so fun to watch you work.
Thank you.
You're a lot of fun. Okay, we have another call. Where are you, Victoria? Victoria in Sherman Oaks. Hi, how are you?
I'm great. First of all, Lisa, I just want to say I love your show.
Oh, thank you.
It's so great that you found your life's work because you're doing such a great service.
I am enjoying it.
Amen
really
to that.
Am.
Yes, it certainly comes through.
Thank you.
And I'm envious.
Oh, you're going to get there. Now, that's why Madeline and Robin are here right now.
Well, here's my question. I'm hearing what you're saying, and I've used a lot of these tools, not to such the detail of what you're describing, but I've done the life boards, and I've done the journaling, and I've done all that. And about 4 years ago, really thought I had transitioned. I gave up a career in the entertainment industry and became a hypnotherapist, thinking I definitely wanted to work with people and help people.
Cool.
And with that transition, I'm stuck. And I guess it's kind of like I don't want to go to the old tools because they got me here. You know what I mean?
I'm sure Madeline has an answer for that.
That's great.
There's a really good one here.
Well, first of all, I want to know what the old tools were, because maybe it would be worthwhile going back to them.
Okay. Well, I did a lot of those vision boards. I did a lot of journaling. I did a lot of affirmations.
Oh, you need the action board. You need a process that moves,
yes,
that incorporates what life brings you and helps you to act on what life brings you.
Mm-hmm.
You used a lot of more tools that drew you out, which is part of what the action board is. But then it's now that you're out, how do you move in the world?
Right.
And that's what the action board offers in terms of making you aware of resources that come to you, mm-hmm, and helping you see how to act on them.
You're definitely not the type of person that is a lack of personality, Victoria. You've got a lot of energy in your voice, a lot of juice. So it's just probably exactly what you said. You're just stuck, and just moving the energy through that stuckness, like Madeline said, you need to do an action board for every time you come up against this place in your life,
mm-hmm,
which is so easy.
I guess where I've been, where I almost got to this place where I thought, well, maybe I misread what I was supposed to be doing. And is it possible that you can vision for something, and if you come up against a lot of blocks, maybe it isn't quite the path you thought it was supposed to be? Is it possible? You know, I'm thinking maybe I'm supposed to be in another career still.
Go ahead,
I
Robin.
Wonder, this is Robin, I wonder if instead of leaving the entertainment business, that there isn't, when you say that you're envious of Lisa, there isn't a part of you that wants to combine both. And it's sort of like maybe the baby's been thrown out with the bathwater, that if you have that ability to be comfortable in front of people or present things to people, that is such a gift. And it may feel entirely natural, and why would I treasure that? Mm. But a lot of making the action board gets you to realize, oh, that is my gift, and how can I honor it? Maybe you have the sense of, okay, I've made this transition, but now it feels a little stale. Mm-hmm. And to bring some of the newness of presenting it to people. Maybe this isn't in a client so much relationship as more education or more working with kids or, you know, just to play with some of the possibilities to connect those two sets of talents that you have.
Yeah.
When you did your journal, were you keeping track of all of the synchronicities in your life, things that were being brought to you that were helping you move along in this direction?
It seemed like at the beginning there was a lot of synchronicity, and then it just sort of petered out. It just kind of, you know, and then I'm sorry, whoever was just speaking to me.
Oh, that was Madeline.
Madeline, very perceptive, because there's this part, I have a lot of dreams about what I used to do in the entertainment industry, and it's kind of like my soul's still trying to speak to me in that way. So the combining I never thought of.
Oh, mm-hmm. I very much resonated when Robin said that. That this information, hypnotherapy, and a lot of the tools now that the in-group, so to speak, takes for granted and knows about, but the wider public does not, and we need every person on the planet to be awake. Mm-hmm. So it could well be that you're going to be moving this work out into the world. And just cast your net wider for what life is telling you.
Yes.
Yeah, and instead of looking at the career transition as something you shouldn't have done, it's actually exactly along the path of what you should have done. Mm-hmm. And then it opens up all sorts of new possibilities. Well, I had this entertainment thing, and now I've got this great addition of this hypnotherapy thing. What's my next step beyond that? Rather than thinking that you went backwards, you actually went forward. Mm-hmm. So it's a really good thing. Well, good luck. Call
well,
us and let us know how it goes.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Again, when is the workshop again?
February 23rd or March 9th, whichever one you want to hit.
They're at Crossroads Schools, and it'll be a full day where you get to concentrate on yourself, your dreams, your projects.
Very good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. I love people like that. So much enthusiasm. The workshop phone number is 310-474-0466.
Oh, actually, there's another one for reservations.
Oops, sorry. What's
which
that?
Which is?
I'm sorry, I'm not
Where's
able
to... the flyer?
I don't know. You have it.
Oh, I gave it to you.
We'll get it in a second.
Yeah.
We're obviously not here pitching things. We're just trying to figure out where...
But in the meantime, 310-474-0466. But there is another phone number as well to make reservations, and we'll have that for you later.
Okay. So let's go through a little bit of what if, you know, you want to go home and try this tonight or something like that, and then, of course, you don't know what to do. You put what your beliefs and goals and talents are on one side, and then resources and facts and so forth on the other side. Now, my question is, you know, determining, is this better to do, you know, if you know exactly what the resources are and you want to try and just make those, do you make action on that? Do you call the people right away? I mean, you sit and stare at the board. What do you do with it? It's done, so what do you do with it?
Well, oftentimes when a resource comes, I'll use the energy from that resource to act on it right away or as soon as possible. So, and sometimes if I recognize I missed. So, for instance, I was telling Robin on the way over here that when I first started teaching the Action Board, David used to give a lot of presentations at the Church of Religious Science, and they were very interested. This was like 16 years ago, right when I started, they were very interested in pulling the Action Board into their congregation, and I wasn't ready yet. But in the back of my mind lately, I've been thinking, golly, you know, that is a group of people that are so tuned in to where the Action Board is so natural to the way they think. And here I went to Agape yesterday for my first time in maybe 16 years.
Neat.
And I was approached immediately by somebody that I knew,
wow.
And he was saying, we're starting to have a career and job ministry. And he said, do you think that the Action Board would be appropriate?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I didn't go to the first meeting yesterday, and I realized this morning that I missed it. And I called him right away. You know, it's like I missed that resource to act on immediately, but I called him right away to find out when the next meeting was. So if you can use the energy as soon as possible, that's the best, because it's not only your energy, but the energy that came with the resource. The other thing that this example illustrates, and I was delighted to hear Carolyn Mace talk about this as well, that you really don't miss opportunities to do what you're meant to do. They keep coming, but they come differently. So here, years ago, I might have missed the Church of Religious Science. So what, 16 years later, here it is again,
comes
but
back
differently.
Up again. Yeah.
Yes, and I also owe you an apology because I did take back the flyer that
no
I gave
problem.
You.
No problem.
You know, I've quit karma in some ways, and I want to mention that the phone number to call for reservations is, if I can find it on here, I'm with my eyesight, 310-358-6800, extension 1, 310-358-6800, extension 1, or 800-245-9463. Or theawareshow.com talks
okay.
about these things.
That's right. Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back. We're going to take more of your calls. If you've got issues of things you want to move forward in, we have a few calls on the board about money. We're going to talk about money issues when we come back. I'm here with Madeline Schwab and Robin Rector-Krupp. We're talking about the Action Board workshops. We'll be right back. By the way, the phone number is 818-985-5735 to give us a call. We'll be right back with Aware on KPFK. Welcome back to Aware. Hi, this is Lisa Garr, and I'm in studio with Madeline Schwab and Robin Rector-Krupp. We're talking about the Action Board, and the Action Board is really, it's a tool, that physical tool that you can work with and write on and help discover and stay on track with your life's work. And It's real simple. I mean, you have these tools in your house, manila folder, yellow stickies, and these two gals are talking to us about how to do this. We're taking calls because really what they are is career counselors, as we're discovering, Madeline and Robin. You just thought you led Action Board Workshop.
Life purpose counselors. Career is a little more limited.
Okay,
and
that's great.
And your Action Board becomes your own free coach.
Yeah.
That you can go to as many times as you want to.
So well said. Thank you for that, Robin. That's true. And so, you know, tools to inspire and to help yourself move forward. We're taking calls, so if people want to call in with things that they're going through that you want to help with and figure out how to do this action board, give us a call. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number. Now, a lot of people, same issue here, and we're going to go to... I'll find you. JoJo in Van Nuys. Hi, JoJo. How are you?
Hi. Good.
Great. Oh, goody. Another enthusiastic caller.
I don't know about that.
What's up? JoJo, you have a question about financial issues.
I was laid off in December.
Common.
And sort of mirror to what your caller asked earlier, I was sort of in the entertainment industry and really, really jaded on it. And what I'm working towards is I want to become an art therapist. And right now I'm like, I feel the world is my oyster. I feel like I'm way overwhelmed, like financially and being able to actually fit any of my goals in my time. Like I feel like, you know, resourcefully I have a lot of options, but I don't know. I start to think about like how much I'm in debt versus what it's going to take for me to pursue what I, you know, my dream.
Now, Robin is indeed an art teacher. She might be able to comment on that. Robin?
Well, boy, those presentation skills will serve you well as art therapist or art teacher. I would say to try and stay away from the too scary financial things for a while and to just put on your beanie with the propeller. Do you have one of those? And just play with possibilities for a while. Because if we get into our left brain and think about the realities of the financial, it can be so frightening and so it doesn't open us up. It closes us down.
Right.
And see if you just stayed with the intentions and the gifts, the projects and the support or the resources, don't even go to steps yet. That might be I would recommend for a while. And Madeline has some input, too.
Well, part of my work life has to do with coordinating a community service program at Crossroads Schools. So one of the things I thought about was, first, get a job. Just get a job so that you've got a job. And then start volunteering as an art therapist so that you start working your way into the field. So if I were you, and again, this is, you know, this would be if I were you, that's what I would do, because it takes a while to become certified as an art therapist, but
right.
You can start volunteering as one tomorrow. So get a job and then just start volunteering. And by all means, come to the workshop, learn how to make an action board.
How could the action board help her with this?
It's a wonderful way of gathering in resources. So for instance, in this instance, I suggested that she volunteer and get a job. So you
on the right side,
I would, if I were making her action board,
right.
I would put two post-its on there. Volunteer as an art therapist, get a job. And
two different boards.
Two different post-its on the same board.
Okay.
Like this would be, you know, bare bones action board. But her life is pretty focused right now on those two things, the money and the heart's desire.
Right.
Right.
And so you start looking around for resources as far as getting a job. And you might, and I would advise this too, on the right side of each of those projects where you put your intentions, you might put some ideas as far as what kind of job you would be comfortable with, what beliefs, goals, talents you have, and do the same thing for art therapy so that you've brought your inner life to both of those projects. On the right side, again, your intentions, beliefs, goals, talents, or gifts. And then just pull in all the ideas that come to you for places to volunteer for one, places to work for another, and then you start taking steps. And we were having this conversation a little earlier about being able to use the energy of a resource. If it it excites you, act on it immediately, which I think is going to be a lot easier for you to do with volunteering and art therapy, but maybe not, because you need the job too.
Right.
So you let the resources come and you act on them.
Jojo, you might have a lot of your own answers right here. You've been interested in art therapy, obviously, or else you wouldn't have brought it up.
Right.
Do you have any resources in your life right now that you can think of?
You mean to find out more about volunteering?
Anything.
Well, I mean, I've already gone to like open forums where they have, for instance, one of the universities here in Los Angeles has an accredited program. So I've already, you know, pursued obtaining information.
So you have some, you already have some resources.
So
there.
Yeah. So, I mean, I have the resources, but you know, when you're coming from a place of already having, you know, like I have a bachelor's degree and, you know, I'm already in financially still paying that off. And then you think about, oh, okay, so now I'm going to change career directions. And you start, like for me, I started looking into accredited colleges and it's like, oh, great. I don't even have a clean slate yet to start like, you know, building those student loans up again. It's just, so financially for me, it's like, oh my God.
But instead of focusing on what you don't have, focus on what you have and then start putting those things down on the board.
I would welcome yourself as a possible patient, and I would set a timer for 30 minutes and get some magazines before you set that timer. Sit down with your magazines and rip, and just any image that grabs you, rip that for 10 minutes and another 20 minutes, just paste it down. Maybe it's on the backside of your board, maybe it's on a big piece of paper, and do that over and over again. Let your own love for the field and art tell you some of the directions of where to go and what to do.
Madeline?
Now you're seeing the Robin and Madeline blend here.
Right.
Because I totally agree with Robin, but I wouldn't have come up with it. What I was going to say is you want to add another post-it to your board about getting certified as an art therapist and what schools you've checked out. Those are already your resources. But be mindful of one thing. You start volunteering. You get into an organization. They fall in love with you, and pretty soon they're paying for your training.
Mm-hmm.
So allow all kinds of possible things to happen.
Excellent.
But definitely start doing it.
And there are websites on this. There's a lot of information on the web about this.
Real quick, you referred to the Crossroads Network.
That's a school I teach at where I coordinate.
Okay.
But there is something.
That's where the workshops will be held. That's why
mentioned
it.
Okay.
The Crossroads School in Santa Monica.
There is a website called Volunteer Match. And that might have some art therapy possibilities.
Mm-hmm. I have been looking for
healing.
That website for a long time. It's volunteermatch.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Great.
Or .org. It might be .org.
Try one of the others. But, yeah, I've been looking for that for a long time. Volunteering does so much. Frees your soul. I mean, it's a great thing. I do it all the time. But it does free your soul.
There's not only art therapy, but there's also an arts and healing movement with Michael Samuels and coming out of Shands Hospital in Florida. And you may find that their contacts there, they've done a lot of books on this, where it's not so much do the art and pick it apart, but simply the healing nature of the creative process.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Best of luck to you. Sound like you've gotten some inspiration here.
Thank you.
You all right, Jojo?
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Bye. It's really a beautiful thing because hopefully people listening can hear where somebody might just be stuck in their own head. And once there's just two or three other ideas that are thrown their way, it moves the stuckness away and it moves the energy and the forward motion starts happening. And you start coming up with your own resources and your own ideas.
That's really the beauty of the workshop.
Yeah.
Because that process of brainstorming with other people is built in.
And it's built in three different times during the day, which is very unusual to come, you know, 9:30 to 4:30 or whatever. I think that's what we do. Yeah, and within that day, you have three different opportunities to meet with three different groups and get input. And people in L.A., and particularly KPFK listeners, have a wide, wide range of resources.
You've been doing these for 14 years, haven't you?
With David?
Total
17.
17 of the workshops, of the action board.
Mm-hmm.
Are you great. Okay. I didn't realize that this caller has been waiting almost the entire show. Peter, hi.
Hello.
How are you?
This is fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. I'm sorry we were on there for so long.
I wasn't expecting you. I was just listening.
Oh, please. Well, good. You got your own personal listening station then.
Right.
So you have a question. It's along the career lines, but in a different way. Can you ask your question?
Right. Part of it was answered by the you know, comments on the previous callers also, they brought up some issues that also were my issues. A little background on myself. I've been in healthcare. I developed a work-related injury from which I hope to recover. In the meantime, because of the experience I had with the healthcare industry, basically, I was very disillusioned. And the reason I went into healthcare was for the service of it. You know, I believe in service and community work and so on and so forth. And I have all these, you know, wish to get into the do service, but you know, it pulls me in different directions. And I don't know how to, especially right now that I'm in the recovery period, and I hope, as I said, I hope I'll recover from this chronic condition. But I'm thinking, you know, I should use this time to decide what do I want to do with my life and how to contribute.
Excellent question, Peter, is to figure out which field you want to go into.
Exactly.
Robin, do you have a suggestion for that?
Boy, I wish you well, I think, is that it's a wonderful time to have some downtime. I would give yourself the permission to explore the possibilities before feeling like you have to decide. There, those are two different steps. And if you can get your use the action board and just those big post-its, maybe that's all you do for a while. And maybe you have a classified ads of the possible jobs and just clip those out and put those, paste those up on a post-it or transfer the just the key words to a post-it and let yourself see what those possibilities are. We don't want to get it too focused too soon.
Madeline, what you could do is just tell him, how would he start off with the right side? I mean, what would he
Robin took him fairly far along this process. You could just open a big manila folder, and you can either use post-its and write down all the ideas that come to you and or clip out ads from the paper and just see what lands there. You've been given this enormous gift because life obviously wants you to go a different direction. It sort of took you out of service for a while to reroute you. And sit with that for a while, but also be mindful as you have all of these different possibilities on a board where you can see them of what comes along to attach itself to these possibilities. We've talked about, when you have a post-it with an idea on it, a project idea, in your case a job idea, on the right side you put your reasons for doing it, your intentions. So with some of them, if they actually call out of you deep beliefs that you have or gifts that you have, then those are the ones that are going to light up a bit. Again, James Redfield's term, and I'm glad to bring up his name because he is a huge believer in the power of synchronicity to guide our lives. So you, on the again, on the right side, with the different jobs that bring out deep-held beliefs and gifts in terms of talents, those are the ones that probably, I would guess, life might want to use. And then you start paying attention. Do you know people in any of these fields? Are you getting through synchronicity or just life as it happens, ideas in different job areas? And some of the post-its are going to start to grow. Some of those big project post-its are going to start to accumulate information around them. And over time, a direction will start to develop. And again, feel free to come to the workshop because that will definitely jumpstart this whole process. But if not, hopefully you can follow the suggestions we've given you.
Does that make sense to you, Peter?
Yeah, but I understand that, you know, yes, I'm taking my time. I think I look at it just exactly as the lady said. You know, maybe there is a purpose for this.
Oh, there is.
But I'm thinking, well, you know, the intentions I have or, you know, my motivations pull me, as I said, to different directions. I mean, I can be, you know, working in a healthcare field facility in Africa, or I can, you know, I can go to, I can work in the slums of L.A., or get into politics and activism. I mean,
those are three post-its.
Yeah.
And
see,
keep going.
You've already started.
Maybe you want 30 before you come back to the ones that have some energy. And then you find the three that are 5 or 10 that have some energy and move those over to the right side of your board. Or maybe make separate folders for the ones that the 3 or 4 that have the most energy. It's very different getting it out of your head verbally and down where you can see it. Writing it down is really important.
That's very powerful. Madeline, you have something to say?
Yeah, there is something that underlies this whole process of making an action board, and this is one way to put it, which David Biscott articulated when he said, I'm going to read two different quotes. You have something to give back to help save all of us and make the world a better place by the extent of your giving. And then another, and this is you have something. Another way he put it, life has a noble purpose, something we're supposed to do, which is ordained from birth. So the deeper reality here is that life has a place for you. So you want to put out all these ideas that you have, and then you want to pay attention to where life wants you.
Mm-hmm. Great. Great call, Peter. Thank you. And I hope this helped you move through some stuff.
Thank you.
Terrific. You know, that's a really good point, because it shows, and that's why I wanted people to call in and really kind of do some of this on the air, because we could sit here and talk about the action board and really try and explain it to the best of our ability. But when you start to see it working and start to see how it jogs your mind into an action place, which is probably the reason it's called action, and into a place of action, you start to move the energy off of why you're stuck, and then you start to move forward into practical uses.
David felt that the action board was all about getting people to the next step.
Mm.
I backed up a little bit and feel that the action board is also all about getting people to recognize the resources that, as he said, are coming all the time, but most people don't recognize them. But it is, for him, the next step. But definitely the action board was very, for him, appropriately named.
I think there are some of us, though, that are multitaskers and want to know lots of possible steps. There's sometimes in our lives where all we can do is list possible steps, and not, we might not have the energy to take them, or we might not have the focus or the be ready to take them. And the action board gives you a place to write down those possible steps. You can leave them all out showing, or you can put one on top of the other. You can reorder them. And it's not yet another thing to feel guilty about.
Excellent. Okay, we have more callers coming in. I'd like to, I think that call just went away. I was looking for Kim in Los Angeles, but I don't think she's still on line three. Okay, well, we'll get her back in just a second. She's in line one. Sorry about that. There you are. Hey, Kim, how you doing?
Yeah, I had a question. I'm a violinist, and I'm pretty sure it's what I want to do, but the work that is involved in becoming a violinist is so consuming that it's taking away kind of from everything else in my life, so much so that I'm, like, doubting whether or not it's really worth it.
Great question.
Thanks.
Now, how could the action board work for this, Robin? I'm sorry, Madeline.
One of the things about being at Crossroads School is that there are a lot of students there who have come from all over the world to be part of the chamber orchestra,
right,
and who have been called since they were maybe 3 or 4 years old to music.
Yeah, I actually know a lot of those people.
I'm not surprised. And it's almost a divide between the kids that they practice 6 and 7 hours a day.
That would be me.
Okay, but and they're in the grip of it, and they just know that that's why they're here. And then others, who aren't sure. They're really not sure if this is for them. And I think that what comes to me to say to you at this moment is, stay the course and see where life takes you with it,
mm-hmm.
because I don't think that we in our mind can always make these decisions, because there are greater forces at work. So don't give up something that is such an enormous part of your life and obviously a gift, and just watch what life does. But I think that it's very important in your instance, which it isn't with everybody. I have a student this semester he plays keyboards. He cannot get enough. And I told him, take fewer classes so that you have enough time for music in your life. I'm going to give you different advice.
Mm-hmm.
Practice as much as you need to, and then put the violin down and go out and play.
What about the action board? How could that help her?
She can make a project board on play. You know, what are just simple little things, people to keep in touch, ways that you could just very quickly have that sense of play. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes makes a difference. How can you keep it moving, that sense of play in your life? And, boy, find some visuals. You'll find them out there.
Yeah.
It's a good idea. You actually, in doing that, you're creating the play.
Yeah,
you're already doing it.
If you're a office supply junkie, you can find great the colors that'll help you get that feeling across. You bet.
About play, what would you mean, like going to the beach or something like
sure.
that?
Whatever yeah, it is right. that pops into your mind.
Do you have other interests, Kim?
I like to read.
Okay.
And that's my big thing. I never get to read anymore.
Well, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, getting to the library, checking out the books, ordering a book.
Is there a place you like to read at?
My room.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Then, exactly what Robin was saying. I'm sorry for interrupting, but list of books you would like to read.
Yeah.
But definitely in your life, schedule a certain amount of time for your music, and then that's it. And then brainstorm different ways, but it sounds like reading is one. Just you have to, again, use the discipline to play as well as work. And don't hesitate to come to the workshop if you think it might inspire you.
It will help your music, too.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Think of some of those things that you've loved to read. How could you translate that into music?
That's a great point, especially coming from an artist's point of view of how to re-inspire your art. That's a great point, Robin. Okay, Kim.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Really helped a lot.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. That's just so great. You guys are wonderful facilitators. Can you see how that comes forward?
And you're a wonderful moderator.
Oh, it's
absolutely
fun. I just dig this. So let me give the phone number out again because somebody called and said that 800 number was not correct.
Okay, there's places to make reservations. One is an 800 number, 800-245-9463. And also
do you have another number for that? Because a caller said that.
Oh, that didn't work? Okay.
That's not a number, sure.
Okay.
Let's go then straight for the 310.
310-358-6800. 310-358-6800, extension 1. And in case there's something wrong with that, I'll give mine. 310-474-0466. The workshops are either February 23rd or March 9th, one or the other in Santa Monica. It's all day. And we encourage you to come and to work with other KPFK, the other KPFK listeners. You're going to be in a family environment.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's really true.
And you've done this so many years at KPFK, and I'm sure so many listeners have come and experienced it, that we have time and time again, you can do this particular workshop, especially being the energy of the other people, and it really helps. Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Madeline Schwab and Robin Rechterkrut.
Thank you.
Thank you for all your contributions. This has been great, just to help, even if you didn't get a chance to call in, you can see how this type of process helps facilitate and move your life if you're stuck in any way, or if you just want to create anything new. So, great job, girls.
Thank you
for being with me today. Mm-hmm. Okay. While I'm committed to bringing you the clearest information possible, in the end, I always encourage you to listen to your very own truth. So until tomorrow, I invite you to stay aware.